This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Officials say a fifth person is confirmed dead in the collapse of a 12-story condominium tower near Miami. Rescue efforts were hampered Saturday by fire and smoke coming from deep inside the concrete and metal remains of the building. Rescuers were using infrared technology, water, and foam to battle the blaze, whose source was not clear. Florida Senator Marco Rubio said Saturday night in a driving rainstorm that the Federal Emergency Management Agency is on site to help, and they continue to hold out hope of finding survivors.
We continue to hold hope. We pray for God's grace. We pray for miracles. And we pray for God's peace and strength on the family and those that have been impacted by this.
Meanwhile, a report released Saturday said the ground floor pool deck of the oceanfront condominium had major structural damage and needed to be extensively repaired. The 2018 engineering report released by the city of Surfside said there was abundant cracking and spalling of concrete columns, beams, and walls in the parking garage. Britain's health minister Matt Hancock quit on Saturday after he was caught breaking COVID-19 rules by kissing and embracing an aide in his office, enraging colleagues and the public who have been living under lockdown. The 42-year-old Hancock said he resigned after the Sun newspaper published photos Friday of the married minister embracing a woman whom he had appointed to a taxpayer-funded role to scrutinize the performance of his department.
And those of us who make these rules have got to stick by them, and that's why I've got to resign.
Britain was meant to have lifted all restrictions June 21st, but a rise in cases due to the emergence of the Delta variant first identified in India has pushed back those plans by